The Interior Gas Utility is laying out a plan of action following the state granting the Fairbanks North Star Borough entity's request to supply natural gas to currently unserved areas of town. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, getting natural gas to more neighborhoods is a step toward lowering energy bills and reducing emissions.
That's a little closer to happening due to recent action by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. The RCA has granted the Interior Gas Utility, or IGU, a certificate of public convenience and necessity to distribute gas to areas beyond the city core, including North Pole. IGU Board President Bob Shefchik says the next step is contracting for design and engineering of a gas storage and piping system.
Concurrent with that is to work with AIDA on the financing package, and so that by the summer of 2014, we will be doing right-of-way and layout work for the system in North Pole.
AIDA, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, is providing state financing options for gas distribution as part of the larger Interior Energy Project that also includes construction of a North Slope processing plant to supply gas for transportation by truck to Fairbanks. The gas will feed the IGU and facilities operated by private energy company Fairbanks Natural Gas, which serves the core area of town. The commission chose the IGU over FNG to expand service into medium-density areas of the borough. FNG has 30 days from the RCA's December 20th order to appeal. Company President Dan Britton says no decision has been made.
I mean, ultimately, we want to see the community get more increased level of gas. We'll look at whether or not there's any reason we should appeal a decision. You know, we've got lots of work to do in our existing service territory. I think there's still room for cooperation between the two entities, and you know, we'll see what we can do.
FNG and IGU representatives battled bitterly during a three-week hearing on their competing gas distribution proposals this fall, but IGU's Shefchik agrees it's time to get along.
There's no question of that. At a minimum, we need to coordinate transmission lines and storage for the protection of gas supply for the entire community. More realistically, sharing of services and possibly overlapping of things like engineering or standards would be things that we would look to do, and I've already reached out to FNG, and they're interested in continuing the discussion of how we can work together.
Shefchik says the two utilities can support each other by offering backup storage in the event one suffers a gas shortage. Shefchik says the IGU's first year of construction will involve laying up to 100 miles of distribution pipe in North Pole.
Starting in North Pole, the city proper, and then followed by the subdivisions outside of North Pole. And so the goal would be we would be laying pipe the summer of 15 in anticipation of conversions in 2016.
First gas is expected to flow by late 2015, but Shefchik suspects few customers will convert their heating systems until spring 2016. Gas is targeted to equate to $2 a gallon heating oil and burn far cleaner than wood. The IGU's six-year build-out plan includes laying 600 miles of distribution piping from Eielson Air Force Base southeast of town to Chena Ridge west of Fairbanks at a cost of $600 million. Shefchik also identifies upcoming steps not related to construction, including application for rate regulation by the RCA.
So that the public is assured that the costs that they're being charged reflect the most reasonable cost for a system.
As a public utility owned and operated by local government, the IGU is not required to subject itself to rate regulation, but the group has identified it as a key customer protection condition. Shefchik says the IGU's board plans to get to work following the holiday. The group's next meeting is scheduled for January 7th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.